California regulators approve fourth-rate increase for PG&E this year. The California Public Utility Commission approved September 12th the fourth-rate increase this year for Pacific Gas and Electric Company customers, with bills expected to rise by about $6 per month starting October 1st. While PG&E requested an increase of $2.1 billion, regulators ultimately approved a $903 million spike. The higher prices will be distributed over a 17-month period to recoup costs, according to the Utility Commission. The panel of five unanimously passed the request during their meeting with no discussion from commissioners before the vote took place. The utility company said the application, submitted in January to recover wildfire mitigation and catastrophic event costs, was filed after winter storms in late 2022 and early 2023 impacted communities across the state. PG&E serves about 16 million people in Northern and Central California. Some 7 million customers lost power as a result of the storms, and PG&E employed more than 7,200 individuals to replace and repair more than 4,500 utility poles and 850 miles of wire. The company told the Epoch Times by email September 16th. Timely recovery of these expenses helps to lower costs for customers in the long term, a spokesperson said. At PG&E, our goal is to build a safe, reliable, sustainable, and climate-resilient system at the lowest possible cost for customers. According to the utility, billions of dollars spent to improve resiliency and safeguard communities are proving effective, but are responsible, in part, for higher rates. Our investments are delivering results, the spokesperson said. Our layers of protection have reduced wildfire risk across our service area, and we have enhanced our ability to respond to storms, wildfires, and other natural disaster emergencies. Dozens of ratepayers spoke in opposition to the rate increase during the commission's hearing. PG&E is already the most expensive utility provider in the state, and PG&E customers are already paying of the most expensive utility rates in the country. Nathaniel Enright, a PG&E ratepayer representing the Reclaim Our Power organization, told commissioners before the vote. He said some households are forgoing basic necessities to pay for electricity. PG&E's negligence and profit-seeking should not be rewarded, and working-class Bay Area families cannot be forced to foot the bill, Enright said. Enough is enough. One individual said he is unable to afford medication because his utility bills have climbed this year. My message is simple. Stop the rate hikes, Gregory Stevens said during the public comment portion of the hearing. I need insulin. This month I couldn't afford both my PG&E bill and my diabetes medicine, so I chose to go without my long-term insulin and blood sugar test strips to pay the utility bill. After regulators approved previous requests, prices increased by around $34 per month in January, another $4 in April, and about $6 in September. Some households' power bills have crested four figures, multiple critics said during the meeting. Many of our electric bills are over $1,000 a month, and we're not living in mansions, ratepayer Erica Evans told commissioners. We simply cannot afford these insane bills. The higher bills are affecting families across the state, including those most disadvantaged, another opponent said. A rate hike is an attack on the working class, especially Black and Latina families, Calixa Roman, a PG&E ratepayer, told commissioners. About 166,000 homes experienced power shutoffs last year when they could not pay their bills, and more than 1 million households are behind on their utility bills, according to legislative analyses published this year. Multiple callers mentioned the Regulatory Commission's responsibilities, which include ensuring consumers have safe, reliable rates and protecting California's economy, according to its mission statement. Where is our protection? Asked Evans. Enough is enough. Stop the rate hikes. Several took exception to the power company's executive pay, with CEO Patricia K. Poppy receiving a $51.2 million payout in 2021, $14.1 million in 2022, and about $17 million in 2023. One consumer advocate said the company should be held accountable for its cost overruns and called on regulators to mitigate rate increases. Utilities should have a cap on the annual amount they are able to increase rates. Utilities should be required to use the least expensive solutions when problem solving for wildfire mitigation. Shareholders, not ratepayers, should pay for overruns when utilities overspend. Those practices and policies would reduce bill costs immediately. Mark Toney, executive director of the Utility Reform Network, posted August 8th on X. The sad truth is companies are more accountable to their shareholders than they are to their ratepayers. The Utility Commission did not respond to the Epoch Times' request for comment before publication.